Grant, what went wrong tonight?
Everything. We were poor from start to finish. We started the game off where we wanted to try and play in their half for the first 5-10 minutes, but we didn't play in their half. We were poor from minute one. I just let the boys know. You know, the Bury result was 5-1. We got beat, but we never folded like that. Second half, we came back into it a little bit. That's probably the worst I've seen us under my management, and I'm disgusted, to be honest with you, with the performance.
Did they fancy it tonight?
Listen, without me being too critical, because I'm not, because I'll take responsibility. I'm the manager. On a whole this season, the character they've shown has been good. Tonight it wasn't. I ain't going to hide behind that. We lacked energy. We lacked tempo. We lacked, anything about us. A little bit of charisma. Anything, we were launching balls into their box from like 60 yards, which is hopeless balls into people like Gerrard and Clark, centre halves, who've been around this league and just head things away. We had no industry about us. I toyed with making changes before the game to freshen it up, but I give them another shot because they won the game. Possibly now I'm regretting that decision.
This sort of consistent inconsistency from your side is a real concern, isn't it? Because you're up after Swindon, you think you've got something to build on, and now rock bottom.
Yeah, it's not good. We are still. I think I said the other day, I think in 13 games we'd won 7, drew 3, lost 3. Now we've lost another one. It's disappointing because our home form has been good on a whole. I think we're in third in the table away from home. We're making our job a lot difficulter for ourselves, and we've got a lot of home games coming up. I think 5 of the next 7. We want to try and win them all. That's the aim now. We have to. Every time we get ourselves in a position to capitalise, we don't do it. So we'll get to the bottom of it because that's my job.
You talked about the Bury performance. That day as well, you created lots of chances, didn't you? Hit the bar a couple of times, could have scored 4 or 5 goals even. Tonight you struggled to create chances. That must be a concern.
We didn't create anything. I can't remember what we created, apart from a shot from Marcus, which was way too late. 89th minute when we have a shot from distance. We didn't create anything. We lacked any, combination play around the box, sharp movements. We just looked leggy tonight, I felt, and we got what we deserved because all of them were better than us in the night.
It's easy to question character, I suppose. Well, that character is in evidence against Swindon. We've seen it from your side before. It's difficult to put your finger on why that was lacking tonight.
Yeah, listen. I say a few things in the change room to the players, but in terms of character, I think they are a good group. We just got to make sure we cut out the silly habits that we've got. In terms of, it's always the games where people think we're going to win. And it's something I drummed into the players before the game. I said, listen, this will be a difficult game. There's going to be a full house here. They're on the up. The new managers come in. I didn't treat this game no differently as if we were playing Sheffield United or Bolton or something like that. When I said to the players afterwards, I said, listen, I can give you as much as I can, but once you cross our white line, you've got to produce. And we didn't produce tonight.
Big game, obviously a big game anyway against MK Dons at the weekend, but it feels a bit bigger now after tonight.
They're all big games. Now till the end of the season, 19 left. They're all massive games. They're all like cup finals for us now. We got to make sure we win 11 or 12 of them, which I think will get us in there. So that's the main focus for us.
Long way to go. Still firm belief that the playoffs are well within reach?
Of course. If anyone knows me, I never give up lightly. So I'll get the boys back in tomorrow. We'll go through everything about tonight's game because it's important. It's important when you win and when you lose to stay on the same track. And we can't afford any more performances like that.
Will you think even more seriously now about working hard to get one or two more into the building?
To be honest with you, I said that to the players, there's no problem. The chairman would let me bring in whoever I wanted. I know that he'd back me 100%, but I feel as if I've got a good 18, 19 players. I really do, who all could step into our team and perform. Tonight, they didn't. Bury, they didn't. Maybe that's something I'll have a chat with the chairman about tomorrow when we've got a meeting. But I'm disappointed tonight. It's easy for me to come out here and criticise my players. Listen, I take full responsibility. I picked the team. I should have changed some of the players because they look leggy. But overall, we weren't good enough to win the game.
Thanks, Ron. Thank you.